听凭你选灵感电台。
欢迎收听本期灵感电台，我是你们的老朋友 JV。 本期灵感电台我们特邀了现居在加拿大魁北克的独立梦幻女生 Ghostly Kisses。 2015年出道至今的她已经发行了许多大受好评的作品，她把现代古典与迷幻电子、民谣等元素相结合，赋予空灵飘渺的歌声，将诗意、浪漫和深度融为一体，为听众带来了独特的音乐盛宴，也为他在全球赢得了优良的口碑和关注。在本期节目中呢， Ghostly Kisses 将回顾去年来到中国演出的愉快体验，以及深度畅聊他的首张专辑 Heaven Wait 背后的创作灵感，并分享他独特的音乐故事与未来的音乐计划。那么话不多说，接下来我们一起欢迎 Ghostly Kisses 吧。
Friends of QQ Music, I am Margot of Ghostly Kisses, and you're listening to Lingan Radio.
You left with a no goodbye in the night, walked out for miles, I'm not surprised. You said it was not about you and I, and I wish I'm.
谢接受 QQ 音乐的采访。去年12月，你刚刚结束了在深圳和广州的演出，感受如何？未来有去中国其他的城市演出的计划吗？
I loved playing in Shenzhen and Guangzhou last December. These were really incredible shows and really incredible experiences for us. We also were able to meet the fans after the show, so we were really happy to finally put some faces and names behind the comments and, you know, the words on social media. And we would really love to come back to China and maybe play in other cities as well around the country. So we'd love to be back, and hopefully we'll come back soon in 2024.
我很喜欢在深圳和广州的演出，这些对我们来说是非常棒的经历。演出结束后，我们还见了粉丝们，很高兴终于有机会将社交媒体上的评论和文字与中国的粉丝们的名字和面孔一一对应起来。我们真的很想再次来到中国，期待在2024年能来中国的其他城市演出。
和我们谈谈您的故事吧。中国的乐迷朋友们想知道您的音乐启蒙是从什么时候开始的，当时您听的最多、探索最多的是哪些音乐风格，这是如何影响到您的呢？
I first started to play music when I was young, when I was 5 years old. I started to learn the violin. Both my brother and my mother were playing music, so my brother was also learning the violin and my mother was playing the piano. So music was really around me when I grew up, and first I had a classical training as a violinist, but then around my teenage years I started listening to more and more electronic and ambient music. These music styles really had a big impact on me and made me want to start creating my own music world. Eventually, I started to start writing my own songs, and when I started, I was mainly creating with ambient violin sounds and ambient vocals, and eventually I started to put words and create actual songs. But I think that from the start, something that I was always attracted to in my creative musical world is that nostalgic feeling, and always having that ethereal, almost magical kind of sounds and an emotional aspect to the music.
我第一次接触音乐是五岁的时候，那时我开始学习拉小提琴。我的哥哥和妈妈都会演奏乐器，我的哥哥拉小提琴，我的妈妈弹钢琴，所以在我的成长过程中，音乐一直伴随着我。我最早是受常规的训练，成为了一名小提琴手，但后来，在我十几岁的时候，我开始听电子音乐和氛围音乐，这些音乐风格确实对我产生了很大的影响，让我想要开始创造自己的音乐世界。最终开始自己写歌。刚开始我主要做一些氛围小提琴和人声，然后我开始写词，进行真正的音乐创作。但我认为从一开始，怀旧的感觉和情绪，以及空灵、近乎神奇的氛围感，就一直在我的音乐创作世界中存在。
您音乐创作的初衷是什么？当时您是如何定义自己的音乐风格和创作理念的？您最初想创作什么样的音乐呢？
I think that the desire to write my own songs was born from an unconscious need to express certain emotions that were buried deep within me. And when I was studying psychology at university, it's like something awakened in me, and the more I had to study,the more I just wanted to go on the piano and pick up my violin, and I was always drawn to play music and wanting to write, and it's like I had a lot of things to express. So that's how I started to sing and write my own music. And initially these first songs were very naive. I was writing purely on emotion without really understanding what I was expressing at the time, and there are songs from my first drafts that I understood what I meant only years later, because at the time I had so much bottled up inside of me that needed to come out, and now I write quite differently.
我认为自己写歌的欲望源于一种无意识的需要表达我内心深处的某些情感。当我在大学学习心理学的时候，我感觉到内心深处的某些东西被唤醒了。越是学习，我就越想弹钢琴或者拿起小提琴演奏。我总是想着演奏音乐，因为我有很多想要表达的感受。这就是我音乐创作的开始。其实我最初写的歌都很幼稚，纯粹是出于情感宣泄而写，而且时常连我自己也并不能彻底感知和理解情感。
您目前是如何定义自己的音乐风格和创作理念？
I think our style of music would be categorized as dream pop music. Our creations have pop and ambient influences, but we...obviously constantly experiment and evolve and try to blend different textures and moods to convey different stories and different emotions. And we always try that each song has its own colors, and each song is intended to bring the listener in a particular emotional experience.
我认为我们的音乐风格可以归类为梦幻流行。 我们的创作受到了流行音乐和氛围音乐的影响，但经过我们不断的实验和发展，融合了不同的质地和情绪来讲述故事，抒发情感。每首歌都有自己的色彩，旨在让听众沉浸在特定的情感体验中。
有的歌迷认为您的作品和演唱有空灵、伤感和诗意的特质，您能告诉我们这些特质从何而来吗？这种情感特质与您的成长环境或性格有关吗？
I think these qualities relate to my personality. I've always been an introvert. I'm quite shy and I've always had a soft voice and I don't speak very loudly andI'm also very sensitive and sensitive to people and the environment around me. So I think that all of these things are carried into my songwriting.
我认为这些特质与我的个性有关。一直以来我都是一个内向的人，容易害羞，声音轻柔，非常敏感。这些在我的歌曲创作中都有体现。
2023年，您发布了很多高质量的作品，比如单曲《Golden Eyes》。Louis Atencentes 也参与了这首歌的创作，对吗？您能谈谈这次合作吗？他给创作过程带来了哪些惊喜呢？
I created Golden Eyes in collaboration with Louis Atencentes, my partner in Ghostly Kisses, who write and produce all the songs with me in the project. And when we created Golden Eyes, Louis and I, we aimed to venture into a distinct genre, integrating features such as UK garage drum beats. We've been admirers of George's previous work, and we were thrilled when he expressed interest in co-producing the song alongside Louis. And this collaboration posed a creative challenge,since it was propelling us toward new avenues while we were trying to maintain the fidelity to the Ghostly Kisses sound. But I think we were able to find some sort of balance between new elements of production and the same kind of emotional and ethereal essence of Ghostly Kisses.
我与 Louis 合作创作了 Golden Eyes.他是我在 Ghostly Kisses 的搭档，负责创作并制作项目中的所有歌曲。在创作 Golden Eyes 时， Louis 和我的目标是探索独特的流派，融合了 UK Garage 的古典特色。而作为 George 的粉丝，当他表示有兴趣和 Louis 共同制作这首歌的时候，我们感到非常兴奋。这次合作对我们来说是一次创造性的挑战，推动我们走向新的道路，同时保持对 Ghostly Kisses 声音的保真度。我认为我们在引入的元素和熟悉的本质之间找到了适当的平衡。
除了个人作品的创作外，您似乎也经常与其他音乐人合作，比如 Man I Trust。 能告诉我们未来是否会与 Man I Trust 合作吗？
It's been amazing to collaborate with Men I Trust on their song Again back a few years ago and to tour with them last summer in Europe. They are close friends from home in Quebec, so it's always nice to do what you love most with people you love. And I honestly don't know what the future will bring and if we'll do other collaboration in the future, but one thing I know for sure is thatWe'll always stay close and we always support each other as friends and as artists.
很高兴能与 Man I Trust 在他们的歌 Again 中一起合作，还有去年夏天和他们一起在欧洲巡演。他们是我在家乡魁北克的好朋友。你知道的，和你爱的人一起做你最爱的事情总是很美好的。我不知道未来会发生什么，也不知道我们将来是否会进行其他合作，但我知道的，我们作为朋友和音乐人会一直保持紧密的关系并相互支持。
很多在深圳和广州看过演出的歌迷都表示 Oublier 是他们最喜欢的歌曲之一，能谈谈这首歌的创作灵感吗？
So Oublier was the second song I wrote in French, my mother tongue. It's a song about a breakup and for some reason it felt really more natural to sing it and to write it in French than in EnglishAnd when I wrote Oublier, I remember feeling completely invisible to the other person. And I was wondering if I would ever be able to heal from this situation. And the song describes the pain I felt and the incomprehension I was feeling towards the situation.
Oublier 是我用母语法语写的第二首歌，这是一首关于分手的歌。出于某种原因， 用法语写这首歌对我来说比用英语更自然更真实。当我写 Oublié 时，我记得我当时觉得自己完全被其他人忽视了。我想知道自己是否有可能从这种情况中恢复。这首歌描述的就是对这种情况的痛苦和不理解。
Ghostly Kisses 一直习惯英文写作，用法语写 Comme un sol 的想法是怎么产生的呢？
Comme un sol was also a subject that it felt more natural for me to write in French、because of the subtleties of the subject、Comme un sol tackles a subject that is quite in tune with the spirit of times and I felt like the right words could only be found in FrenchAnd the song describes someone hunted by a toxic relationship, a toxic past relationship, and it implies that time can sometimes act as a solace, and time is often necessary in the healing process. And metaphorically, the song implies a wind of change within society where abusing relationship can no longer stay silent, as well as.Many other taboo topics that are now being more and more openly discussed and exposed in the public sphere. And it was the first time that I was speaking up about something slightly more political or, you know, that it was not necessarily about myself. And I felt likeI was only able to write it in French and find the right way of saying it in my native language.
Comme un sol 也是一首用法语写作更自然的歌，因为它有它的微妙之处。这首歌所探讨的主题与时代精神相一致。我觉得只有在法语中才能找到合适的表达方式。这首歌描述了一个被不健康的关系所困扰的人，这首歌也暗示了时间可以作为一种慰藉，这在治愈的过程中有时是必要的，也暗示了社会中的一股变革之风。我们不能再对暴力关系保持沉默，许多禁忌的话题也在公众领域得到了更公开的讨论和曝光。这是我第一次对稍微有点政治色彩的话题发表意见，所以我觉得只能用法语来表达这个话题。
Heaven Wait 这张专辑大获成功， 这是一张高度私人化的专辑，从创作到发布您用了多长时间呢？能谈谈这张专辑的灵感吗？
So I would describe Heaven Wait as sort of a rebirth for me, because like I mentioned earlier, I started to write songs purely from my emotions. And for Heaven Wait, I had done a lot of personal work and I understood a lot more things about my life and about myself. And the album felt like some sort of final chapter, and it felt like I was finally able to close some doors and finally able to move on some subjects and some relationships. And the album took almost 2 years to create. We started writing the songs in 2020. And it was written mainly during the pandemic while we were in lockdown. And then we released it in 2022.
Heaven Wait 这张专辑对我来说是一种重生。在这张专辑前，就像我之前提到的，我的创作纯粹是有感而发。对于 Heaven Wait， 我做了很多个人工作，我对我的生活和我自己有了更多的了解。这张专辑感觉就像很多主题的完结，我感觉可以了结一些事情，然后终于准备好继续前进了。这张专辑的创作大概花了近2年的时间，我们从2020年开始创作歌曲，最终在2022年1月发行了整张专辑。
其中哪三首歌对您来说最有意义？能告诉我们其中的原因和背后的故事吗？
So I think that the 3 songs that mean the most to me in Heaven Wait are Blackbirds.Don't Know Why and Your Heart is Gold. First, Blackbirds, because it talks about a period of my life where I had depression. And Blackbirds, as much as it was painful to write it, it also felt quite liberating to describe how I was feeling. And in the end, the songkind of transported me into another world, so it's almost like it was part of the healing process creating it. So now I see it on a from an exterior point of view, and I can see all the way and all the work I've done on myself, so it kind of became an image of how I got out of it, and so I'm proud of myself on that one. And then Don't Know Why talks about a relationship where I had done everything I could to mend the relationship and to patch things together, and at some point I couldn't do anything else to help the other person, so I decided to leave and to go my own way. It was really, really difficult because it's really hard to leave someone who is suffering behind, but at some point you have to kind of save yourself, and that's how I had to make the decision, and Don't Know Why talks about that precisely, so...That one is quite important for me. And finally, Your Heart is Gold talks about a friend who died when I was a teenager, and it was the first time that I was writing about him and that I was writing about that grief in particular and about what I would have wanted to tell him, but I never had the chance. AndI remember once again that when I wrote it, it was so difficult, but it felt like a relief to put it on paper and then to record it and to hear it from an exterior point of view. It felt so liberating, so it was also part of the healing process.
在这张专辑里，对我来说最有意义的三首作品是 Blackbirds、 Don't Know Why 还有 Your Heart is Gold。 首先是 Blackbirds， 因为它讲述了我一段患上抑郁症的经历。 Blackbirds 虽然写起来很痛苦，但能够直抒胸臆也让我感觉很自由。这首歌真的把我带到了另一个世界，写这首歌似乎是自我疗愈的一部分。然后是 Don't Know Why， 这首歌讲述了一段关系，在这段关系中我竭尽所能试图修补它，可最终我还是决定必须离开，去走我自己的路。这是一个艰难的决定，所以这首歌对我来说非常有意义。在最后， Your Heart is Gold 讲的是在我更年轻的时候一位去世的朋友，那是我第一次写他和失去他的悲伤，以及我想对他说但一直没有机会说的话。我记得写歌词的时候，我又一次感到如释重负，这也是治愈过程中的一部分。
在音乐性方面，Heaven Wait 有什么新的尝试和突破吗？
I think musically the most challenging song to make in Heaven Wait was Blackbirds, since we incorporated elements that we never used before, such as elements of Oriental music like oud and tabla into the arrangements. But since that one was so special and so different and has such its unique sound, it ended up also being one of our favorite from the album.
我认为从音乐性上来说， Blackbirds 最具挑战性。我们在编曲中融入了东方音乐的元素，比如乌德琴和塔布拉鼓。由于这首歌与众不同，还具有如此独特的声音，它最终也成为了专辑中我们最喜欢的单曲之一。
Ghostly Kisses 无论是专辑封面、色彩，还是 MV 的整体呈现，都让人感受到独特的视觉美感，非常统一，辨识度也很高。能谈谈您的审美偏好吗？您是否受到过其他艺术家的影响呢？
I like when aesthetics are minimal and have contrasts, and I like when an image speaks to you and can express many different things and bring emotions, but can still be simple. And same with music. I also like when an aesthetic has a nostalgic feeling, and I'm also a fan of black and white. I just think it's so efficient, and when it's done properly, it can bring a lot of emotion. And I've always been really interested in photography since I was really young, especially in film photography, since it's so organic and so that's, I think, my aesthetic tastes have just evolved naturally with time, but through these personal preferences.
我喜欢简约、有对比且有冲击力的视觉。我喜欢图像能与人对话的感觉。一张图片能够表达许多不同的事物和情感，就像音乐那样。我也喜欢怀旧的美感，比如黑白摄影。我从小就对摄影很感兴趣，尤其是胶片摄影，所以我认为我的审美偏好随着时间的推移，也自然而然地通过了 Ghostly Kisses 流露了出来。
2024年会有新专辑吗？您能向我们透露一些关于新专辑的信息吗？
Yes, there will be a new album that we are just finishing now, and I'm very, very excited about this. So I can tell you a little bit for now. Last year we invited people to write us stories about meaningful moments of their life on our website anonymously, on a place on our website called A Box of Secrets. So people could just write about happy moments, difficult moments, happy memories, whatever they want. And we have collected them and read them and decide to write all our new songs about our fans. So the new album is completely about our little Ghostly Kisses community, which I think deserve a voice, and I was happy to put into songs what they are going through and what they are, what the challenges of their life are, and so yeah, this new album is about that.
是的，没错，我们刚刚完成了一张新专辑，对此我感到非常的兴奋。还记得去年，我们邀请大家在我们的网站上写下他们生命中最有意义的时刻，那些时刻被匿名写在了我们的秘密之盒里。我们收集了秘密之盒里的所有的信息，并决定我们的新歌将取材于秘密之盒里的故事。
我们很好奇，您在新的一年2024年有什么目标和计划吗？
So the goals and plans for 2024, we will be releasing new music and hopefully touring this new music and sharing music with the world. So yeah, that's pretty much the plan for 2024.
在2024年，我们将发行新的音乐并进行新专辑的巡演，能够以这些新歌开启全新的篇章，让我感到非常的兴奋。
Strings that are around my heart and snare.
除了音乐之外，您未来还会关注哪些方向和目标？因为我们知道您总是想尝试挑战自己的事情，能和我们分享一下吗？
I think that if I had the time, I'd like to do more photography and maybe take some psychology classes again. And sometimes I'm thinking of finishing my studies to become a psychologist, but then I remember that I wouldn't be necessarily doing that much music if I was continuing the studies. So yeah, I'm not fully sure about this.So, we will see.
如果有时间的话，我想多尝试一下摄影，也许还能继续我的心理学课程。有时我想完成学业，成为一名心理学家也不错。但我肯定会非常想念做音乐的时光，所以我暂时不知道。让我们拭目以待吧。
在节目的尾声，有什么话想对中国的粉丝说吗？
Thank you so much for having me, and I can't wait to share new music with you in 2024. And I hope that I will be able to sing for you in China again in 2024.
非常感谢这次的邀请。2024年我将带来更多新的作品，也希望在2024年能够再次回到中国演出，在现场演绎更多的音乐给大家。
Go.I could run. Can't you see I'm tired of it?